Florida, The Treasure Land by George E. Merrick. 1,000 miles of silvered shore, and 100,000 treasure isles that sun-loved lie in broad, sparkling isles, deep steeped in wealth of fairy store, has Florida. And countless lakes, each one a gem, that flash their riches to the sun, a myriad rivers gleaming run, the springs of youth in each of them, in Florida. To east, a mythic crystal sea. To west, a gulf of molten gold, and both a wealth of life enfold, and ancient tales of mystery, round Florida. And for her heart, an opal lake, by Indian name the mighty sea, a Croesus empire there will be, where league ward rolls an emerald break, in Florida. 10,000 fattened kine upon her rolling ranges graze, above buried wealth of earth's young days, the storehouse rich of fossil mine, neath Florida. The fairest mountains that arise, pile peaks and crags in glowing change, like an enchanted fairy range, loom near, then fade in tropic skies, above Florida. The sweetest breath the fairies know, and perfumed deep of spices rare, born from far countries whence they fare, their stolen wealth, the trade winds blow, on Florida. And here the flowers have caught the glow of glorious golden sunsets rare, hibiscus, poinciana flare, such splendid wealth what land can show like Florida. And Midas' spirit rides the breeze, when it has passed midst glossy leaves, bright golden loads break emerald trees like apples of Hesperides through Florida. Along the diamond glistening strand where palm trees wave their fronded arms are ghosts that hear their faint alarms and guard the wealth of pirate band neath Florida. Those men of Kidds and Caesar, black, who lawless roamed the India seas, lie bones by chests neath tropic trees for all their treasure they brought back to Florida. Far fathoms deep, the turquoise blue, so clear as clearest crystal lies, encrusted there in coral guise, is gold as rich as Midas knew, off Florida. As though their greater art to show, or buried shapes of Spanish skill, the coral builders work their will in jeweled forms that wondrous grow, long Florida. And this is how it came to be, that of all lands their richest store is part of thee. In days of yore, the fairies reigned on land and sea, and Florida. Of wealth of every plain and kind, of every gift that nature bore, each fay was lord, each had his special store, and some gifts then you could not find in Florida. But some were good, and some were bad. Some, 'tis sure, were pirate fays. These lived those prehistoric days where, e'en their worst, were always glad, in Florida. And from this land they fared away, so wild and free, in lawless quest, and all the wise will know the rest. 'Tis said they brought each captured fay to Florida. And here they made those luckless fays, by dint of threat that fairies make, when they force and break and treasures take, leave their richest wealth, their fairest ways, in Florida. The End. Read by Rick Kistner, for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.